This is PodTech.net. Gary Kim is Editor-in-Chief of IP Business, and Andy Randall, VP of Marketing at Metaswitch. Join PodTech.net in conversation with Andy Randall and Gary Kim at a breakfast panel sponsored by Metaswitch at the World Center Marriott in Orlando, Florida. What we're going to focus this discussion around is what it means to be a service provider in the current climate for CLEX.
I think it's a really interesting time for service providers as you see the rise of Google, YouTube, all of these internet-based applications, and service providers are really juggling within this to try and work out what is it they're actually providing. Is the application that they're providing transport access to the internet at large, or can they really move up the value chain in terms of services? I think for a lot of carriers, they're finding it a struggle to actually work out where they are on that ladder. And even though they want to move up, you know, it's a very different mindset, and it becomes a different kind of challenge for them to build the applications. And it's all about how fast they can move, I think. I think that's a large part of it. You know, carriers tend to think in terms of years, and you know, Google thinks in terms of days or weeks. What do you think, Gary?
Another way to explain what Andy just said is that something really good or something really bad could happen to the entire global telecom industry, which is about $1 trillion a year in annual revenue. So the really good thing would be that we succeed in creating applications that are like voice on your mobile phone or voice on your PBX at the office or voice at your home phone. You get paid for providing that application. The really bad thing that could happen is that we wind up being just providers of the pipes that allow those things to be created. Those things get created by other parties that are not affiliated with you in a business sense, and you don't capture much of the revenue from it. So it's a huge challenge. It faces all service providers, not just the CLEX, and it's an issue we're going to be facing for the rest of our professional careers. That's very clear.
One of the things that came up in the panel discussion had to do with differentiation or convergence between services for home use, mobile use, and enterprise use. Mm-hmm. What are the challenges for service providers with regard to this kind of convergence?
I think those are distinct areas of applications right now. I think the big difference that we're seeing at the moment is in terms of video applications. You know, the residential subscribers, what's the activity that's happening there is all about video on demand, IPTV, and the internet-based video sites. You know, you're seeing the content creators putting their shows up on their websites for download. Now, this is completely disintermediating the whole distribution setup that's been put in place over the last, you know, 75 years. That's a huge shift in terms of the residential space. Different kind of dynamics happening in the business space, but where that overlap that's happening, and this came up in the panel discussion, I think this is really important. I don't think people are paying enough attention to this, is that the home workers and the home office and the mobility of the worker to go beyond, you know, beyond their cubicle to the mobile space and into their home. I think the service providers that can really capture this dynamic, both addressing all of those residential requirements and tie that back into the office environment, that for me could be a killer app for any kind of service provider.
Yeah, one of the great inversions we might be seeing, and I could be quite wrong about this, is that traditionally the really interesting things human beings can do with communications start in the business sector, get used there, people get familiar with it, and then they start using them at home. Fax machines, best example of that. What we have seen, I think, in the last couple of decades, though, is the fax machine was about the last technology that actually originated in the office and was brought home. I think everything else, one can make an argument.
Or email. Well, email.
Sure. It starts in the home, and then at some point, so many people are using it, the enterprise has to respond. And I would argue, to a certain extent, broadband access itself, email, instant messaging, blogs, wikis, the use of the internet, open internet, right? All of that was created by a demand of users that found these things useful, and then now the IT departments of the enterprises have to respond. And that's a pretty big shift. I think all of us in the service provider community need to spend more time looking at how consumers use technologies, because those things are going to wind up in our offices. There's no question about that.
And this is kind of where managed services comes in. I mean, especially maybe for small to mid-sized businesses, they don't have the in-house expertise in their IT departments, nor perhaps the person power to deal with the IT demands of this rapidly changing environment.
I was at the trade show here yesterday just talking with some customers who were talking about how they handle this kind of situation of particularly the kind of things that David was talking about with quality of service, but not just in terms of the last mile to the enterprise, but actually going and replacing their network infrastructure and managing the local area network remotely over that wide area network. And that's, I think, you're going to see more of that, where service providers, the point of demarcation with the service provider is changing from where that T1 goes into the office building right down to the desktop, and they're taking on more of the management of the user's desktop, of the network infrastructure, and the entirety of the applications that particularly small businesses obviously are at a point.
Yeah, one of the ways to illustrate what Andy's saying, I think, is that just as people customize their cell phones by ringtones, we may be moving towards a world, and hopefully we are, where end users can actually create their own custom applications that may be actually usable just by them personally at the office. And it could be that, you know, Tom in the cubicle next to me doesn't want to do this. He may create entirely different applications. And that's just a fundamental shift in the way that we've always operated. Always before it's been, we service providers will decide what you need, package it up, create it, and sell it to you. And now we may be opening up our networks a little bit more in a way that allows people to create the things that they decide they want without us having to intervene in the middle of it, which is it's a really great thing. This is the most profound time of challenge that I've ever discovered in all of my years being in the business. And it's a time of great opportunity, not just great risk. I mean, both of them are present, but both are there to be grasped.
I think it's all about carriers realizing that their business model is changing. We could not just see a change in technologies, but also a change in who people are getting the services from based upon which of the carriers that are embracing those capabilities today.
Andy Randall of MetaSwitch and Gary Kim of IP Business, thank you so much for joining me on PodTech.net. Gary Kim is Editor-in-Chief of IP Business, and Andy Randall, VP of Marketing at MetaSwitch at the World Center Marriott in Orlando, Florida. This is PodTech.net.